You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An open cast coal mine is on the table for reserve land near Westport on the South Island's west coast. The area is home to several endangered species, including the great spotted kiwi. The Buller District Council has approved the Rangatira Development Limited's application for the mine, prompting Forrest and Bird to go to the Christchurch High Court, asking for a judicial review of the council's approval. I spoke to Forrest and Bird's chief executive, Kevin Haig, about what this mine could mean for the local environment.
This is an area that was left out of the Lower Buller Gorge conservation reserve, scenic reserve, because it was needed for the Westport drinking water supply. It's a water conservation reserve, and of course the reason it's used for that purpose is that its pristine environment means that the water from that source is safe and clean for drinking. So this is an intact forest. It's got great spotted kiwi, it's got South Island fern bird, it's got green gecko and various other endangered species in the area. So the thing about an open cast coal mine is it destroys all of that. You know, there is nothing left when you open cast an area. You're basically digging it up and turning it over. And so it's a permanent and total loss of all of those natural values.
If this is so devastating, what do you make of the Buller District Council's decision in the first place to allow this to go through?
Well, one of the issues for the Buller District Council that I'm sure will be weighing heavily on their mind is that as the coal mines on the neighbouring Stockton and Denniston plateaus basically are now sort of effectively mothballed, you know, that the market for coal is in fact too depressed to make those viable operations. So the consequence has been the loss of a lot of jobs, and so I think probably Buller District Council is imagining that that this new mine could be the source of at least some new jobs, and that would be welcomed in the town. Unfortunately, what they really need to do is to take a somewhat longer term view, because even if they didn't come at this from the point that Forrest and Bird comes from, which is to be looking to protect those environmental and conservation values, even if they were only looking to the economics, then they would need to say, well, what is the future for coal mining on the West Coast or anywhere? Because reality is that the world is scrambling to be able to find alternatives to using coal because of their implication in climate change. So coal mining is at best, you know, a short-term source of jobs, and the longer-term economy for the West Coast lies in a diversified economy in which tourism figures largely, and where protecting the environment actually is the bottom line that underpins all the activities. So, you know, I think it's probably short-term panic on the part of the Buller District Council.
Yeah, and also in support of this is the Etu Union, who again say it will create, you know, these valuable jobs. But they also argue that the area can be restored afterwards. And indeed, they say that previous coal mines have had this restoration process as well. Is that possible?
Well, it would be great for Etu to point to the previously pristine virgin forest that had very high biodiversity values that have been open cast mined and then restored, because I don't believe that there are any at all anywhere. In reality, most coal mining on the West Coast over the past a couple of hundred years has in fact been underground coal mining. which, of course, is a very different proposition to open cast mining. In underground mining, yes, there's a footprint of the activity on the surface because of buildings that have had to go in and roadways and so on. But most of the mine is under the ground, and so you're able to keep the what's on the surface intact. In an open cast mine, such as is proposed here, the whole lot comes off. Maybe your listeners would like to take an aerial view on Google Earth of what Stockton Plateau looks like now. And the reality is it's now a moonscape. It will never be restored to the state that it was in previously. Now, mountains have been removed in that case, and in this case too, what's proposed is the removal of the top of not exactly a mountain, but a high hill. It's in the foothills of the mountains.
Now, you've been in the Christchurch High Court over this. Can you tell us a bit about that process and what you hope to achieve?
Well, what we've done is to lodge yesterday an application in the court for a judicial review of the Buller District Council's decision to grant access to this company to open cast mine. And so, you know, it's early days for that judicial review, but essentially what we're saying is that the council was required to consider the ecological and conservation values of the area in making its decision, and it didn't do that at all.
And DOC also hold some of the decision making power here, at least in the land that they're responsible for. Do you expect them to follow suit from the Buller District Council, or do you think they'll reject this proposed mine?
Well, we hope they've rejected. Of course, you know the area that's in the Water Conservation Reserve is 100 hectares. That's in the Buller District Council's control. The area in public conservation land is 12 hectares, so a smaller area. But in both cases, we're talking about public conservation land, and any decision to allow the mine to go ahead is effectively once again privatizing a public resource and something that's valued by the public. So it's conservation land being up for grabs. Now, obviously, we hope that the Minister of Conservation will see her job as being to protect conservation values and will therefore reject the application in relation to the public conservation land. But the submissions to DOC on their decision on that 12 hectares actually closed a year ago, so something's taking a very long time, and it may well be that they were waiting for the Buller District Council to make their decision, but either way, this seems to us as if it ought to be a pretty clear-cut decision that conservation interests, which the Minister and the Department are required to uphold, are not served by allowing the mine to proceed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.